Commuter Cafe, if people don't know where that is, it's actually part of the Parramatta Centre or Market Place, I should say. They're actually got a free breakfast coming up, sort of linked into National Ride to Work Day, and it's all about encouraging people to get on their push bike and save a bit of fuel and stay healthy and ride to work.
Yeah, look, it's part of our Living Lightly program as far as the strategies that Council has adopted for this financial year. So we got a grant. We were lucky enough to get some funding to roll this out. So at Pictata Kitchen, which is in Providor Place, every second Wednesday until, I think, beginning of March, we'll be providing breakfast for anyone who rolls on in their bike between 7 and 8.30. But you will need to register because, of course, there are restrictions around numbers and so on. So encouraging people to, if they don't already ride to work, to dust off the bike and come in and join us for breakfast after they've ridden into work.
Yeah, it's Providor Place. I couldn't think of the name of the joint there. And Commuter Cafe is not what it's called, of course. It's Pictata Kitchen, but they're calling themselves Commuter Cafe every second Wednesday, I think.
Well, that's the program that we're running, yeah.
Yeah. So, and you have to register, as I said. You can't just rock up and expect a free breakfast. Now, you need to register through the website Eventbrite.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Devonport Food and Wine Festival. It's now the 15th of October. So we're exactly halfway through the Food and Wine Festival. Different this year, as we know, because of what's been going on, but there's been a lot of smaller events and smaller audiences, but it's been well attended so far.
Yeah, look, it has, and there's a couple of really nice events coming up, one called Flavours of the World that Devonport Football Club are hosting, and that's this Saturday night, I think, and Marion Bay Cafe are doing an event each Saturday, and there's high tea at Tranquil's coming up, and Benny's and Burgers at the Brown Bear, and of course the Community House, Devonport Community House and Devonport Playhouse are both having some great events, and they're free or low cost. So, but all of these events you will need to book for, but it's on our website. So I urge people to have a look and find some things that they might like to do.
Yeah, and the website is also a dedicated website, which is called simply Devonport Food and wine.com.au. And because of restrictions with crowds and the fact we've had to have smaller events, people are staying home. But what you're asking them to do is to contribute online by actually sending in recipes.
Yeah, we've got Dish of the Day recipes, so we've been posting those on the Facebook page, lots of different recipes for things that maybe you might not have thought about trying before, like baklava, lamb souvlaki. I saw a lovely recipe yesterday for ginger cream biscuits, which are obviously an old favourite. So submit those online and we will put them up for you. And of course, this radio station is featuring, I think it's strawberries this week, asking for people to talk about what they might do with strawberries or what they do in their family with strawberries. So
baklava, lamb souvlaki, ginger cream biscuits, and you didn't bring anything in for me today. I'm disappointed because last time you came in, you brought something in from the launch.
I did set the bar a bit high, didn't I?
Yeah. It's all downhill from here, I'm afraid. It's also Seniors Week this week, and 300 events around Tasmania through the Council of the Ageing, and local councils are organising them all. It's almost finished now, but there's still a few things on, a couple of those.
There's some things on tomorrow, and I noticed there's a bike ride to the Bluff from the Splash Aquatic Centre on Saturday. There's some tasting plates at the RSL. There's some computer learning basics at the Online Access Centre. So there's still quite a bit of opportunity to take part. So again, there is a website. We've got a link on our website for all of those events. So there's still a couple of days to get involved.
And if the bike ride sounds a bit too physical for people, it's mainly all downhill, so it's fairly fairly gentle, isn't it?
I have to say I'd reconsider it, but yes, if you ride a bike and you're used to that little ride, I think it'd be a lovely way to spend the morning.
And finally, Annette, Australia Day, of course, coming up in January. It's not too far away. We're looking now for nominations for the Australia Day Awards, which are the Citizen of the Year, the Event of the Year, the Young Citizen of the Year, and there's one for the Senior Citizen this year, isn't there now?
That's a national award.
Right.
We don't actually have one in that category at this point, but there's certainly a range of events, a range of awards and events that we would urge people to nominate for. It's up to the community to do those nominations, to let us know about people out there who they think we should be considering as part of those Australia Day Awards. As you say, Australia Day comes around very quickly and council does have to go through a process around that nomination. So applications do close in early December, so it's not that long, but again, it's just an online form. So if you've got either a person or an event in mind that you'd like to nominate that you think is worthy of that Australia Day recognition for Devonport, I'd ask you to get online and make that nomination as soon as you can.
Yeah, and don't assume someone's been nominated because they do a fair bit and you think, oh, well, I won't nominate them because someone else may have done. You'd rather get two or three nominations for the
absolutely.
One person than none at all.
Yeah, but, absolutely. Yeah. You sort of occasionally think, oh, I'm surprised. I've looked at the list before and thought, oh, there's gaps.
Yeah.
But
when someone gets it, you think yeah, yourself,
I can't believe they haven't already been
exactly.
nominated. So, yeah, absolutely.
Just need someone to nominate them. Applications close in December. You'll only have one or two council meetings after that to actually decide them, which is why we need people to start thinking about it now.
That's right.
Mm.
That's right.
Terrific. And thanks for coming in today, as always. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
That's all right. Thanks, Martin.